Today we're going to learn Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph of Masecha Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph at the very top of the page. So the Mishnah had said that HaRechelim Yotzos Kivulos, that the Rechelim can go out Kivulos. So what does that mean, that they could go out Kivulos on Shabbos? My Kivulos. So Mishnah Mechablin Al Yoshalehen Lamata Kadesh Lo Yalu Alein HaZacharim. It means that they tie their tails down to cover the base HaErva so that the males won't mount them. My Mashma Dahai Kavul Lishna Dolavet Perihu. Where do you ever see that the word kavel means something that will not produce peros? Because the pasuk says by Chiram, talking about the 12 cities that Shlomo gave him, that he wasn't happy with. So my eretz kavel, what does it mean? Eretz kavel. There were bekesef uzav, that people that were wrapped up in silver and gold. If that's the case, so that's what the pasuk says. V'lo yashu be'enav, m'nei mechubalin because of zav, lo yashu be'enav. He should have been very happy about that they were wrapped up in gold and silver, that such rich people were there. So Amalei, Ravuna says, he was unhappy about it, even though people were so rich. Kivin da atiri umefanki lo avdi avidita, since they were very rich and they were mufunakim, they didn't do the avodas hamelach, and that's the lashon of kavul, that they were so busy, they were so rich, that they couldn't bring themselves to do work for the king. So that's what it means, that it's not oset peros, that it doesn't produce any peros for the melech. So you see that the word kavel means that which doesn't produce peros. So when we talk about an animal, that's kavel, it means an animal that's not going to be able to reproduce. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Eretz Chumton Haisa. It was a very mineral rich ground that was not oset peros because there were cracks in the ground. Was very salty ground, so that's why he wasn't happy about it. My karil a kavul, then why did he call a kavul to mistorga bakara ad kavla? Well, a person's foot would sink into the ground up until his ankle. So you see that the lashon kavul means something that's not osaperos. Vamri inchi, and people will often say ara mekavla delo avid peri, an eretz that's kavul that doesn't make peros. Kivunos, and then we said that the rechelim can also go out when they are kivunos. My kivunos, what does that mean? That they wrap a baguette around the wool of the animal on the day that it's born, in order that the wool will remain perfectly clean, and they'll be able to make this very fine garments out of the cleanest and whitest wool. So, because they attach that beged with these metal clips, so it's called kivina. So kiditnan, like the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Nagayim, se'es k'tzemer lavan. Se'es is the color of tzemer lavan. My tzemer lavan. What does tzemer lavan mean? Amar Rav Barabai k'tzemer noki ben yomo shemechabnin oso lamilas. It means the pure white wool of a baby animal that they would be mechabnin oso, that they would wrap it up in order to keep the wool very clean. And then the Mishnah said that the goats can go out tsuros, and Rabbi Yossi asks it. And Rabbi Yehuda says goats go out tsuros if they have something wrapped around their udders to dry up the milk so that it won't lactate anymore, but not if it's for the sake of the chalav, if the things are put around their udders to catch the milk that's dripping from them. So the Gemara discusses, what do we paskin? See, Rav Amar Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Now we paskin Rabbi Yehuda that there's a difference whether its purpose is to dry up the milk or its purpose is to catch whatever milk is dripping out. Ushmul amar lach Rabbi Yossi, that even if it's to dry up the milk, it's usher for the goat to walk out on Shabbos with the things wrapped around the udders. Vika the masal shmaita babi nafshe, and some have the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, like it's an independent Machlokas. And they don't mention the Tanoim that are mentioned in the Mishnah. They just say, Barizim Tsoros, that Rav Amar Liyavish Motor Velo L'Chalav, that Rav says that it's good if it's meant to dry up the milk, but it's not good if it's meant for catching drops of milk. Shmuel Amar Chetzevech L'Zeh Aser. And Shmuel says that they're both Aser. So the Gemara brings that there are those that learned that taught the Psak, that Shmuel Paskin, about Izim Tsoros, falls on a different machlokas tanaim. Vika de masinla, some say it aha in relation to the following machlokas tanaim. Izim yotzos shurus liyabesh avalol lechalav mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira amru kach halacha, that's how we paskin, that to go out with the things covering their udders to dry up the milk is mutter, but if it's to catch the milk it's aser. Aval mi mefis, but who's gonna make a lottery and figure out ezo liyabesh ezo lechalav, meaning who's gonna be able to figure out when the cloth over the udders is meant to dry up the milk and when it's meant to catch the milk. When we talk shein makirin, and since it's not easy to tell the difference, and someone who sees them going out tsuros is going to say that it's for the sake of chalav, and then they're going to come to be matirit even when it's liyavish. So they said echadze v'echadze aser. So they made a gzer that they're both going to be aser. Amr Shmuel v'Ami l'Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Shmuel halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So ki aser Ravin Amr Rabbi Yochanan halach Tanakama, that Ravin said we paskin like the Tanakama of our Mishnah, who's matir whether the tsuros are liyavish or whether they are l'chalav. Okay, so now we have a new Mishnah. The Mishnah details those things that are usher for a behemoth to go out with on Shabbos. Ubama eino yotze. So what can an animal not go out with on Shabbos? Lo yotze gamel bimitul telas. A gamel, a camel, cannot go out with a small pillow full of stuffing that they put under its tail, and it's tied onto the tail because we're afraid that it might fall off and then you'll come to carry it. And also, lo akud, its hands and legs, it's a forelegs and hind legs, cannot be tied together so that it doesn't run away. Velo ruggle, and its foreleg cannot be bent over on its and tied up. V'chein shar kol behemos, and the other animals the same halacha. Lo yikshar gemolim ze b'zeh, you're not allowed to tie camels to each other. V'yimshoch, so you could pull the first one and the others will follow. Aval machnes chavalim l'toch yado, but you could take many leashes in your hand when all of them are tied to each one is tied to a different camel, v'yimshoch, and pull all of the leashes together, oblavash l'yichroch, as long as you don't wrap those leashes around your hand. So the Gemara brings a braisa that explains how it's mutter and how it's aser to go out with a metul tela, so tana. Lo yaseh gamel b'metul tela sakshurulam biznavo, that the camel cannot go out with the mutulteles that's tied only to its tail. Aval yotze bu mutulteles hakshur biznavo uvechotarto, but it can go out with a mutulteles that's tied on its tail and on its choteres. So since it's tied on both of these things, that's it's not going to fall off as easily. The choteres, I think, means the hump. So since the Gemara brings, so now the Gemara is bringing another way that it's mutter to go out with the mutulteles. Amra barafuna yotze that can go out with the mutulteles that's tied onto its shilya, since if it were to try to take it off, it would hurt, so therefore it's not going to remove this mutulteles, and you don't have to worry that it's going to fall off. Then the Mishnah said, lo akud v'lo ragul. Some of you, the akud, akedas yad regel. Akud means like an akeda, binding together the hand and the foot. Ki Yitzchak ben Avram, like Yitzchak was bound on the Mizbeach. Ragul, and ruggle means that you shouldn't bend over the arm over on itself and tie it together. So they ask of Yehuda, it says in the Braisa, Okud shtei yadayim ushtei raglayim. Okud means that the two forelegs are tied together and the two hind legs, or the two hind legs are tied together. Ruggle shaloyachuv yadal gabiz ro'o v'yikshar, and ruggle is like we said, it means that it's bent over and tied up that way. So it says Gemara, Huda Amar Ki Hai Tana. Yeah, Rav Yehuda is assuming like the following Tana. The Tanya, because the Braisa tells us, Akud Akedas Yad V'Regel, O Shtei Yadayim, O Shtei Raglayim, Ragel, Shlo Yachav Yadol, Gav Yisrael V'Yikshar. That Akud means either binding the Yad and Regel together, or the Shtei Yadayim together, or the Shtei Raglayim together. So it's Gemara, Vakati Lo Dami, but Rav Yehuda still doesn't fit with the Tana, because Bishlam Resha, if you define Akedas Yad V'Regel as Akud, and this say Nicha, and the end of the braisa that says Ruggle is bending over the Yad, so I understand that fits very well with Rabbi Yehuda, but in the middle of the braisa it throws in there that if you tie the two forelegs or the two hind legs together, that's also awkward. So Kasha, that's difficult. Elohu Damar Ki Aitana. So Rabbi Yehuda is assuming, like this Tana in another braisa, that awkward is Akedas Yad Regal Yitzchak Ben Avram, Ruggle Shalo Yachlev Yado Al Gabi Zro'o V'Yikshar. That awkward means Akedas Yad Regal Ragel like Yitzchak ben Avraham, and Ragel is to bend over the arm onto itself. V'lo yikshar gemel, and you also shouldn't tie the camels together. May taima, am Ravashi, mishum demechzi kamanda azil l'chinga, because it looks like you're going out to sell the animals to the shuk, and that's a zilzil Shabbos to make it look like that. Aval machnas, but we said you could take, if each animal is tied to a different rope, you can hold all of the ropes in your hand at the same time, as long as you don't wrap them around your hand. So am Ravashi lo shanu alinyan klayim. This din that you're not allowed to wrap them around your hand is only because of an isser of shatness. It's not an isser of Shabbos. So an isser of klayim. It doesn't say what kind of klayim. So it's more a klayim to my. What kind of klayim are you talking about? Ime ilim klayim to adam. If you're talking about the isser of klayim the person and the camel are being mashuch together, and it's like kilei behema by having a person and a camel mixed together. Vatnan adam mutarim kulam, but we said an adam is allowed to go together with an animal. That's not a violation of klayim. Lachrosh v'limshoch could ply together and could pull together. Ela klayim de chavalim. No, it must be that some of these chavalim, some of these ropes are made from semer, some are made from pishtan, and that's the klayim problem. Vatnan, but the Mishnah says that if a person just stuffs one beged that's made out of tzemer, one that's made out of pishtim, and just ties it together once, so he takes one needle and runs it through once through both of those begadim, or ties them together, eino chibur, that's not considered connected enough to be a problem of klayim. So if you just wrap it around your hand, why is that a problem of klayim? It says mor leon klayim dechavalim vach kam vach lo yichroch v'yichshar. Now what we're saying is that we are talking about shatness, we're talking about climb of the ropes, but we're saying what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to wrap it around your hand and then tie it. So when you wrap it and then tie it, then that's enough of a chibur to be a real problem of climb. So the Gemara explains in what situation it's mutter to put the chavalim in your hand. So Amar Shmuel, when the Mishnah says you're allowed to take these ropes and pull the different animals, that's if you don't have extra give on the rope that it dips a tefach out of your hand, because then it looks like you're carrying the rope, and not just like these are something that they're things that are tofel to the camel. But the Braisa told us that in Beis Medrash Shmuel it taught tfachayim. That's not one tefach; it's two tefachim that would be a problem. So Rabbi Hashad Amar Shmuel tefach, but Shmuel halach lemaisa asal hashminan. Since Shmuel said it's a tefach, and Tana de Beis Shmuel said it's tfachayim. So we could assume that when Shmuel said that it's a tefach, he was coming to tell us halacha lemaisa, meaning someone came to ask him a shayla if it was a tefach what to do, and he said, don't let it go with tefach out of your hand, because then you'll come to be too makel. But minadin really, tefachayim would be the issue. A single tefach really minadin would not be the issue. So I asked the Gemara, how could Shmuel say that you're not allowed to let it dip a tefach out of your hand of Tanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, blavad sheyagbia minakarka tefach, as long as you lift the rope off of the ground by a tefach? So it sounds like if it's going one tefach out of your hand, it's not a problem. It just needs to be a tefach off the ground. Kitani hi bechavla de beni beni. That Braisa is talking about the rope that's between your hand and the camel, that if it's a tefach off of the ground, it looks like the behema is being pulled through it, and it's nicker that the chevel is tied there to guard it, to protect the animal. But if it's not a tefach off of the ground, it's not obvious that you're grabbing a leash at all, that you're grabbing anything that's even helping the animal, and then it really looks like it's a masoi lebehema, and that would be problematic. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Nun Daled Amud Beis.